Podcast. I'm Allison Little, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur who has built businesses and brands for the past decade. I'm passionate about helping high achievers launch to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Launch Podcast with Allison Little. Today's episode is called Finding Clarity with Dolores Hirschman. Dolores is an executive coach, entrepreneur, and marketing and communication strategist. She is super passionate about ideas that can impact the world, and she's a former TEDx organizer. So she is just absolutely amazing. And one of her superpowers, which I was able to talk to her about, is really finding clarity. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And I think that this episode is really important for those of us who have tons of ideas that we want to implement, and we're just trying to figure out where to go, right? We're trying to find clarity. We're trying to find a direction. So hello, Dolores. Welcome to the Launch Podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Allison, for having me, and good to see you again.
Yes, nice to see you. I'm so excited about this. And I know that you're going to just share so many amazing things that you work on a daily basis with your coaching clients and the work that you do. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So I have an accent. I'm from Argentina. And I believe, all my life, I've always looked for the clarity, in the sense that I love moments in our life in general, right? Where everything feels confusing. And I love the finding, what is the path? You know, we are like lost in like, whether it's emotional or personal conflict, or is a business like stuckness, is like, where is the path forward? And that's kind of been my thing all my life. And so it's really what brings me most joy, finding that clarity when everything feels so confusing, or that we are deflated or ready to give up.
That's amazing. Wonderful. And I would say, in talking to you and just hearing, you know, and I actually read your book too, like, this is your superpower. And I think that that's awesome when you can take something that you're just really good at helping people with and apply that to the work that you do on a daily basis. It's just so powerful.
So one of the things that I agree, and it is powerful, but also I want you to know that it was very intentional. Many years ago, I was in a boardroom with a client. They had hired me for strategy and go-to-market strategy. And we were like pounding on the strategy. We knew what we needed to do. I mean, I was more of the consultant, and there was a very capable, successful team, but they kept missing the mark. And I was literally sitting there. It's like, there is nothing I can do to help them right now. I didn't have the tools. I could see the problem, and I could see that there was something getting in the way, but it wasn't a tactical strategy thing. There was something that I couldn't put my finger to, but that was obviously in the way. And it was lack of leadership or poor leadership and a disorganized or non-cohesive team, which is what I could sense, but I had no tools. And that work that I did with that client was part of the beginning of me exploring about the human behavior and how do we function as humans and as teams, and what led me to go study coaching. Because I think that powerful is the capacity to not just see the path tactically and strategically, but also see the underlying courage of us humans, because you might have the perfect plan, but if there is a belief or a behavior or a mix, usually behavior is led by a belief anyway, that is not addressed, or that is sabotaging, that is unconscious, because that's what it is, whether it's from one person or from a collective, it is just, the plan's just not going to work. There's more to success than just a clear plan.
That is so important, right? And I think that the fact that you experienced that, and then you said, what am I going to do about it so that I can understand, right? I mean, all of us are humans. Everybody that's listening, I don't think that maybe we have a couple dogs listening. It's a possibility, right? But for the most part, that human behavior and development is really important. And so as soon as we can understand that, that can help us really move forward with intention. And I know that that's something that you're really passionate about. So one of the things that I thought of when I was thinking about clarity is I have this amazing friend named Dana. And Dana, if you're listening, I'm using you as an example, my dear friend. She is the best idea generator I have ever met in my entire life. She could sit here and she could talk for hours about all the ideas that she has, right? And one of the questions she's asked me in the past is, Allison, I just have too many ideas. I don't know which ones to implement because they all seem like really great ideas. And I'm just so excited about all of them. And I don't exactly know where to start. And so I think that's what a lot of high achievers get caught in, right? Is they have the ideas, they're flowing, but they don't exactly know where to start. So what's that first step of that idea generator person who's trying to move forward? What would you say to them?
First, go on Amazon and buy a book that I didn't write. It's a children's book.
Okay.
It's a kid's book. So every child should be read this book called What Do I Do With an Idea? And it's actually the book that I gift all my clients when they enroll. And some of them are puzzled. It's like, why did you send me a children's book that you didn't even write? But because it's perfect. And so I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
What do you do with an idea? What you do with an idea is you let it simmer first. You know, we don't act on ideas immediately. Some of us try to, and it becomes exhausting. So first of all, ideas are inspirations or gifts that we receive. And I believe that some ideas are meant for us and some ideas are just kissing us and may not need to be ours. So first of all, don't hoard them. Do not hoard ideas. Second, sit with your ideas and allow them to take hold in your heart. And I'm saying specifically not your head, but your heart. Because an idea is a seed of impact in the world, period. An idea is a beginning of a something. It could be a movement, it could be a product, it could be a company, it could be a book, it could be anything that we create, but it's a seed of creation. And so first of all, an idea, like just like a seed needs good soil and sun and water, three things, soil, sun, and water, there's more to an idea to flourish beyond grit or like, I'm like this happen.
Yeah.
The idea needs love and it is also needs the right environment. And so we're sometimes in the generation of idea mode because we are in fear of financial fear, for example. Financial lack. That's an environment of lack, not abundance. Mm-hmm. So when we're spinning ideas on, okay, how can I make money fast? Chances are you might be able to make something work and make some money, but will it be the idea that will really grow and be your legacy? Probably not. For some might, but probably not. So when we're talking an idea of a business that makes money, it's a great thing. And you should by all means pursue it if you have the team and the resources and all that. We're talking about ideas that are more holistic than that, ideas that are probably very financially successful, but while at the same time, they're very fulfilling because, I mean, this conversation is that. I mean, so let me just make sure that everybody understands where we're coming from. Right. This is about how can I live my life living and working in a fulfilling way while providing for my family. So let me give that context. And so the idea of that you need to pursue, and I loved your episode with Mary Schneider. Mm-hmm. Because Mary Schneider now is making a living of an idea that she resisted for a long time, for over 20 years, right? She's a healer. She was a PR agent or a marketing, like she's a healer. Mm-hmm. That's a big step. So the thing is, when the idea comes, let it sit and let it haunt you. When that idea shows up, and many times, like Mary Schneider, many of us who end up doing amazing work, many of us will resist it because we're afraid of it, because it feels too big, because it's beyond our comfort zone. We have the idea that it will lead us to an identity that is not ours, so there's a judgment around it. I mean, there's a whole lot of internal conversation of why would we resist an idea that is there, but we don't want to pay attention. So first we let it simmer. We see what is that relationship with our idea, but we also start finding that when we engage the thought of that idea, when we either take a course like she was forced to by her friends, or we read a book, that is related to the idea and we feel some excitement. Like right now in this moment, I'm not going to say what it is. I am taking a course. I'm like, Mary's episode resonate with me, to be honest.
Right.
Because I'm literally in the middle of a course right now that I've had in the back of my mind for years. And I'm like, no, that's just way out there. I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm on week two. I'm going for my 3 full days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm like, the first 3 days, I was like, this is not for me. Then I sat with some homework yesterday. And for a moment, I was transported. I'm like, oh, shit, that felt good. Sorry. And so I know that I'm totally resisting it right now. I'm doing it, but I'm not talking about it. I'm afraid of it. I'm respectful of it. I'm in total resistance. But I've seen this movie before in many people and in myself. I know it's going to come a time where it's going to come into my life some, maybe tomorrow, maybe in 10 years, I don't know. But it's not new to me, this idea. This is something that has been with me and it's kind of similar to Mary, like the healer side of thing. It's something that I've known all my life and I'm like, no, I'd rather be a strategist. It's safer. And so we have all these ideas. Sit with the ones that have a resonance to you, a vibration to you. And every other idea, just let it go, share it. I mean, I love that your friend will sit and give you a lot of ideas with a lot of generosity because she knows who she is. That's her superpower. And also she knows that there's some ideas that are just hers and she knows what to do with those. You know, there's people who say, why would you share that idea with me? I said, because that was a gift I received and I knew it was not for me. So I gave it away.
Mm-hmm. I love that you say that, Dolores. That was one of the things that really resonated when we first talked, is that you mentioned that, you know, there's some ideas that are meant for you and some of them are seriously meant to be given away to help somebody else in some way that you don't even know what it's going to look like, but you need to be able and open. Right. I feel like that's abundance mindset, is saying, you know what, I can give that away and still feel full because I know that there's more, right? Like there's more in the world. There's more ideas are coming and that sometimes ideas are meant to be shared. And I really resonated with that. And for our listeners, think about that, right? Really resonate with that because, you know, if there are ideas that are coming to you that, you know, are not really resonating with your heart, and you could share them, think about how you could do that, what that might look like, and how you could maybe help benefit other people in the world.
Yeah, because the truth is that, I mean, have you ever thought of a service, a product, a way of thinking that you thought about it and you didn't say anything, you just said, oh, and then 2 years later or 6 months later, you see someone else saying the same thing, someone you've never met, you never wrote your thoughts, you never share it, but someone else is really talking about the same thing you were thinking. Mm-hmm. That's because I believe that as a humanity and as a community, we are not disconnected. I mean, a lot of the ideas that we think, there's other people thinking them as well. And again, if we believe that we're all connected and these ideas are gifts that we have, some of those people take that idea and run with it. And for some of us, oh, I thought about that, but, and you say, well, I should have, like, I remember thinking about the Uber whole structure, yeah. Especially in Argentina where I grew up, because there's already an Uber system. It's always been more like a limo service, but it's an everyday service. It's different than limos. So limos are here used for big events or to go to the airport. There, I use a limo like everywhere in my life growing up. And so I remember thinking, or a taxi, but taxis were not safe. And so it was always a private group that you would call a car. So anyway, I remember thinking of the whole through an app. In 2011, I had a company that we were doing apps for phones. So I thought about the whole having an app to call a car, that it was safe or whatever. It was a whole Uber thing. And I remember thinking the whole thing, I think I shared it with my brother or my dad. It's like, and I let it go. Like I wasn't going to execute that monster. It was you need a lot of energy, right, to bite your teeth into that. And so if that is so, if you've thought of things or products that you've seen in the market, it means that you were touched or kissed by an idea that you knew you didn't have the energy, the interest, or the heart to pursue. And that's okay. Don't give yourself a hard time because it wasn't yours. You were meant for something different. And so the ideas are sparks that if you match your idea with who you are and your purpose, then you can start a fire. But if the spark of an idea is not aligned with who you are, what you're meant to do, your life purpose, then it's just a spark that's not supposed to take hold in you.
That is so beautiful. I love that idea of match your idea with who you are, what your purpose is. And I think that's the thing for all of us. If we can do that, that's where we find the fulfilling work that really fills our heart up, because we're on our own journey, right? And we all are gifted with different gifts and abilities and strengths, and how we share that with the world is really, that's a beautiful thing. And that's when our heart feels fulfilled. And if we can take and share that in a way that is meaningful to us, it's amazing. And the best part is that it helps serve others, because I feel like we're all here to help others in a certain way. And as soon as we can find that, it's really important. What else do you want to share about clarity and finding clarity, Dolores?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the long discussion, the chicken and the egg discussion of, do we need clarity to take action, or does action bring clarity? So let me just give a little bit of insight into that. You know how many times we drive at night and we go 60 miles per hour with our headlights and it's dark, and sometimes it's a dark, very, very dark road. And we trust that we know, or we can see far enough to trust that there's going to be more road, and that we will have enough time to stop if need be, if there's a danger. But for the most part, we go very confident, 60 miles per hour. I think, especially, let's say business, you know, do we need to know everything before we can take an action? The answer is absolutely not. You need to know a little bit, but you also need to know that the clarity of what's next will be revealed the moment you take that action, just like the next inch or mile is revealed as you drive 60 miles per hour in the dark with just the headlights. Think of headlight clarity, meaning what do you need to know right now to take the most assertive, confident, and powerful action, intentional action. And so there's clarity and action are a dance with each other, and the music that they're dancing at is trust. And the trust here is really more about, yeah, you can trust the universe and luck, but honestly, what I want people to listen to hear to is trusting themselves. Because if we can dance between clarity and action, understanding that we are strong enough, creative enough, powerful enough, and intentional enough to be able to dance with whatever tune comes up, then we can't ever fail. Even if we fall flat on our face, we trust that it's part of our journey, that we trust that we're strong enough to get up, that we trust that falling down is one of the lessons. It was a module in our curriculum. It was one chapter of the book we're going to write.
Right.
Trust that every single part of the journey towards clarity is really the journey of the life that you're meant to be and meant to live.
That's so good and so powerful. I mean, you know, as we're thinking about idea generation and taking action and doing all the things, I think that it's really important for us to trust ourselves and to trust that there's a reason and there's a purpose to everything that we're doing. And I just love how you shared that information, Dolores. So one of the things that we do on this podcast is we ask the people that I'm interviewing the things that they've done in their life to launch to the next level. So I was wondering if you could share two things you've done in your life to launch to the next level.
So I will. And whether I would have consciously said, I'm doing this to launch to my next level, I don't know that I was that clear or strategic, but here's what I'm going to say about myself. I have a high value in adventure. And adventure is what it is. And adventure is not a joyful trip with wonderful experiences. Adventure is putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be faced with the unknown and you're going to experience what you experience. Is it good? Is it bad? It's an experience. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I would say two situations where I said to myself, I don't know why, I was 24 years old when I said I was graduating from university. I could have followed the path that most people follow, which is graduate from school, go find the first job, start your career. I said, okay, graduate from school, go on an adventure, then start your career. And I ended up doing two adventures back to back. But I decided to go and live in the jungle for 3 months doing community work in Malaysia, from Argentina to Malaysia. It's a big, far away. My dad is like, where is Malaysia? Like, I don't even know. And I lived in the jungle in a hammock between two trees for 3 months. And I pretty much cried every day for the first 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And then I was told, you don't have to stay. Like, you signed up for this as a volunteer. You can go. And I thought about it for a minute, but I said, I can't go. Like, I can't live the rest of my life thinking, what if I stayed? Like, I can't quit. Like, it would have shaped my life forever. So I stayed. And it was an adventure. There were some miserable moments. There were some wonderful moments. But the most beautiful moment was the moment when I said, I committed to that. I did that. I finished it. And I've grown because of it. And so that was one of the moments. And then years later, so I would say almost 15 years later, 16 years later, I decided to take my family in an adventure. And I have four children. My oldest was starting eighth grade. My youngest was starting second grade. They were all doing well in school. And I decided that if I wanted to move to Argentina, I had to do it then or it would never happen. Because once kids get into high school, forget it. And so I decided to pick up a move for 6 months. And my husband had a full-time job here. So he would come and go. He wasn't even with us full-time there. It was an adventure. We cried a lot. We laughed a lot. But as a family, we look at it as like, oh my God, that was courageous. Mm-hmm. And how much did we all grow? Like, if we could go through that again. I mean, some moments were very, very sad because we were not together as a family, or my kids missed their friends, or my second grader was bullied because he didn't speak Spanish properly. It was an adventure. It was an experience, mm-hmm. but it challenged all of us and we all grew for it. So I'm known for finding a moment, and not always strategic, not even convenient, and not always packaging like a retreat that I sign up for 2 days when I know what to expect. Like, most of my adventures are like, okay, let's jump 2 feet into this and trust that we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And so those are two moments where I did just that.
That's amazing. Wow. And it seems like both of those experiences helped you become who you are today, right? And so those types of adventures really shape who we are and how we help serve the world.
Yeah. And that was right before I decided to become a coach.
Wow. That's powerful. I love that. And I feel like, you know, a lot of what coaching is helping people step outside their comfort zone to take adventures and to try new things, right?
Well, someone said to me, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And I said, I'll move to Buenos Aires. And I'm like, oh no, I just said those words. Now I have to do it.
Oh my gosh.
So if someone asks you that question, just avoid the answer. Oh. If you're like me, you're going to say something and you're going to then say, okay, I have to do it now.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Well, I just absolutely appreciated all of the information that you shared, Dolores. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, mastersinclarity.com is the best way to find me. There's free resources. Just find me there.
Yes, absolutely. And I would highly recommend Dolores's book. I read it and it was just super powerful. It's such a great book. It has so many different questions you can ask yourself to find clarity, and it walks through her process. I would highly recommend going and getting that book as well.
Clarity First, you can get it for free in my website.
Awesome. I ordered mine, but yes, either way works. Well, thank you so much, Dolores. I appreciate who you are and what you do in the world. To all of our Launch listeners, if you enjoyed this episode as much as I know you did, make sure you share it with your friends. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Launch Podcast. I'm Allison Little, and I'm so excited that you spent your time with me. Look for future episodes and connect with me on social media or at my website at www.allisonlittle.com.